More and more people these days are opting to see their doctor not in the office, but online. In the Milwaukee area, Aurora Healthcare is jumping into the nationwide effort to treat patients via video. With such programs underway, some groups are observing and monitoring the role of video appointments in conjunction with traditional care. WUWM's Alex Groth reports on this trend.
Rob Frank is one of the first doctors conducting video visits. He ran into a few initial challenges, one concerning a child's rash.
This is a 3-year-old who's not going to sit still so well. So just in terms of the image coming in and out of the frame or out of focus was in some ways an initial challenge.
But the Aurora doctor says the solution was easy.
We worked through that in terms of having them move the camera to different angles in order to get a thorough view of the rash.
The video visit program kicked off 6 months ago. Patients log on to Aurora's platform and select an on-call provider 24 hours a day.
Online visits make it easy to see a doctor.
The doctor reviews a patient's health record before accepting the video call. Such video visits aren't new. It's a growing form of treatment across the U.S.
I think that what we've seen over the last 3 to 5 years in particular is a significant growth in the level of comfort and acclimation that physicians, patients, and ultimately federal and state regulators have gained with regard to delivering healthcare services via telemedicine technologies.
That's Nathaniel Lachtman. He's a healthcare lawyer at Foley & Lardner and chair of the firm's telemedicine industry team.
Certainly 10, 15 years ago, many boards of medicine were reluctant and hesitant. Now it's allowed. You can practice telemedicine in every state.
And Wisconsin's taking note. The Medical Examining Board implemented new rules for telemedicine this past June. They include a license requirement, doctor-patient relationship, and the same standards of care, like patient confidentiality and record keeping. Andy Anderson, the chief medical officer for Aurora Healthcare, says there are reasons why patients are moving toward telemedicine.
When someone feels sick, they may not feel like they want to drive to the physician's office, and this provides an opportunity to get an answer quickly and then conveniently from the setting of your own home.
Anderson says video visits could be more economical for some patients. A video visit costs $49. The program does accept insurance, but it varies by plan. Yet, Anderson says telemedicine might still be cheaper.
I think that's less expensive than many of our consumers are experiencing in terms of copays and deductibles.
Aurora's Dr. Rob Frank says he's optimistic about the future of telemedicine because it can treat people who otherwise might not be able to easily access care.
We see a wide opportunity for video as a venue of care that expands our ability to connect with our patients.
The Aurora program saw a 21% increase since July, and with the cold season fast approaching, they expect it to grow. Alex Groth, 89.7 WUWM.